感谢你帮我们看
对我们有关系过的
Yes
Residents will be aware that there is reference in the foreword to political party in this document. Some residents may be aware of prohibitions on political publicity as set up in Section 2 of the 1986 Local Government Act and supported by the codes of guidance that were given with that. What information has been given by officers regarding this, and what risk has been assessed that Secretary of State may in fact give a direction that this council may not publicise the political party in this way?
Okay. Justin.
Thank you, Chairman. Officers have provided advice in relation to Section 2 of the Local Government Act 1986. Section 2 says local authorities shall not publish any material which in whole or in part is to be designed to affect public support for a political party. The section goes on to give indicators of what might fall foul of Section 2.1, which says, regardless of the contents and style of material, time and other circumstances of the publication, and the likely effect on those to whom it is directed in particular, which have regard to following matters, including whether a political party is mentioned. Officers have assessed the document as a whole and consider it is simply stated a matter of fact that it is conservative administration and doesn't seek to affect political support.
Councillor Smith. Is this a point of order?
It is, Chairman. Just to say this is the opposite of the advice that was given to the independent administration during the production of the two corporate plans that we produced.
Thank you. Noted, thank you. Councillor Stewart, your report, thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'm pleased to present to the full council the new corporate plan for 2017-2020. In accordance with our constitutional process, the plan has been through scrutiny, has been through cabinet, and is now before full council for consideration and approval. The plan embodies the manifesto commitments made by the Conservatives at the last local election in May, which we said if elected to lead the council we would deliver, and we were elected. The manifesto was itself the conclusion of engagement with the island through our island conversation. Now we are the administration, we recognise we will be expected by the island to do what we said and we will judge accordingly. It is our intention to deliver this plan and we are determined to make it real for the island as we promised. We want to bring the plan alive so that it has meaning for our island and has tangible outcomes for which we have set clear measures. This is a council for the many, not a few, and all members are invited to support our plan. So we are truly a council that works for everyone and is willing to work with everyone who shares our aspirations for the future of our island. Thank you, Chair. Do you want me to move the recommendation?
Yes, please.
So the recommendation, members, is shown at page A5 of the papers. Under Section 20, Option 1, to approve the corporate plan as set out at Appendix A, including any amendments as recommended by the Cabinet meeting the 12th of October, and members will have been circulated with a one-page document containing procurement, waste management, special projects and forward planning, which takes account of three areas of focus for the Cabinet member responsible for that area. Thank you, Chair.
Anyone wishing to vote? Okay, Councillor Ledger.
Thank you, Chair. I'd like to welcome many of the points made in this corporate plan, and a lot of things to agree with, and a lot of continuity from the previous administrations. However, I would like to, I'm very, very disappointed in the lack of the priority, I suppose, with the mention of the role of the public health, because I think public health is absolutely essential in terms of the strategy that we wish to follow and the aims that we wish to follow. More generally, also, the fact that we can make some differences, we can make some changes to encourage investment to overcome the negatives identified by the University of Portsmouth. I can't see how we can actually, you know, put down figures for increased numbers of jobs or increased levels of wages. It's not our role. But we could create a better environment for people to live and work here. We could be looking at improved housing quality, for example, planning. We could be looking at improved air quality and driving safety. Some things like the rights of way network. But it's the public health that really worries me. I think London coordination teams have been doing a fantastic job in reducing the volume of people who are going in hospital and into nursing homes, etc., which is one of the targets in the plan. I can't see how we can achieve that without aging population if we don't have the resources working in public health. It's, you know, we have this care close to the home strategy. I think that really is, you know, needs a broader approach than using traditional health and care services. So I'm pleased with this plan. I don't disagree with what's in most of it. There are a few reservations, but I'm really worried about the lack of areas that we should be carrying on developing, that we started developing in the last 4 or 5 years, and don't appear to be here anymore. Thank you.
Any other members wishing to speak? Councillor James Owens.
Thank you, Chairman. On the whole, in a very, very good plan with many elements that I would be more than happy to help deliver on behalf of all Islanders. However, there's one thing that really sticks out for me, and if you go back onto A11, the development and implementation of the NHS-sponsored Hampshire Line of Wight Selling Transport Plan, the STP, or in other words, known as the end of the NHS. So I can't support that. I've actually pledged to defend the NHS. So that to me is a sticking point. That's one thing I won't help the council deliver. Many, say pretty much most of else in there, I'm more than happy to deliver for the island and for my residents, but that one, I'm afraid, is a sticking point for me.
Councillor Brodie.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to do the question tonight, so I better stir it up a bit. I'd all welcome this document. Every time we have an election on the Isle of Wight, a different administration, in my experience, comes into this room, having put all the nice words from the air, and they come down with a new version of the corporate plan that nobody could disagree with. There are a lot of things in here I can't possibly disagree with. Of course I want to address housing need. Of course I want to address traffic congestion in this town, which traffic can fall in. Of course I want to see the island plan become a document that's relevant to the needs of Ireland, rather than the needs of this dreadful government. Of course I agree with all of these things. Well, there are so many things in here that frankly are an abdication of responsibility from this administration that claims a mandate on a 40% vote in favour of the Conservatives at the last election. There are 15 of us over here who represent 60% of the island who didn't vote for a Conservative administration. And there are things in here that I find quite appalling. Firstly, there are targets to reduce the number of children in care by quite frightening levels, to the sort of level that we had just before Ofsted came into this authority under the last Conservative administration and put us into special measures. They put children at risk on this island. And this administration, across the room here from me, are going to do exactly the same, because they learn nothing from history. Secondly, related to children, they're going to reduce school term times. Do the Conservatives on this island not think that they've tinkered enough with children's education? Councillor Churchman, you came and sat on this side a few years ago, all the tinkering about the 3-2-year to the 2-tier system, and now you're going to start messing around with term times. I can hardly believe you sat there, Minister. Show some common sense and get back to our independent group over here. Julie's already referred to the Sustainability and Transformation Plan, an absolutely abominable document that at least the last administration wouldn't put its name to. It's about degrading and devaluing St. Mary's Hospital. That's what it's about. It's about turning it into an A&E unit and a turning unit. That's all. Everything else will be in Portsmouth or Southampton. It's about forgetting services to islanders. I will never support that in a million years, and I'm disappointed that Mr. Gibbs was not allowed to ask a question on behalf of the Save Our Isle by NHS campaign on the island, because of the stature of having this go through an extraordinary meeting rather than a full council as normal. It smacks of the most anti-democratic behaviour. Moving on. I'll finish, thank you, Chair. Come more.
Councillor Brodie. Councillor Lilly.
Difficult act to follow, then. I wish to thank the Conservative administration for their hard work in converting their manifesto into the corporate plan. This plan has headings which seem plausible. There are ambitious targets. But when you dig deeper, there are some real concerns. It lacks vision, and although dangerously ambitious in certain targets, and my colleague Councillor Brodie has brought up about the children's figures, to actually look at reducing those by 50% is incredibly ambitious and incredibly dangerous. We're talking about children's lives here, who actually are in the care system because of issues like poverty, real poverty, and there is no mention of poverty in that. Well, we know 40% of households on the island, and these are your figures, this is the ROI Council figures, have to have some form of subsidy to be able to pay their housing costs. 40%, we have real poverty on this island, and we have high numbers of children coming into care because of that issue. And there isn't ambitious and real common sense policies that look at that. Well, one of them is adult education. There's no mention. A lot of these households, these 40%, have no qualification in them at all. None of the family members have qualifications. And if we want to get children out of poverty, and we want to stop people going into long-term mental health issues within that, we need good adult education. But that's not funded by the council now, it's been cut. We rely on little bits of grant from the skills agency to keep that service going. So we're not looking at the actual causes and putting money behind them to actually bring islanders that are less fortunate than some of us, for a lot of reasons, back into some kind of equality. And also regarding environment, all it actually says is we'll have a conference about a conference to do it. There should be targets about the environment. There should be the carbon footprint should be stated very clearly. There is no ambition about environment and actually no real policy other than talking about it. And I'm disappointed because this island is about its environment. It is a beautiful place. I would like to keep it that way.
Councillor Garrett.
Thank you, Chair. This is remarkable, isn't it, that so far the only person that we've heard from the Conservative administration is the Leader of the Council. Either he has gagged his members, or his members have expressed dissent behind the scenes for their own political line, or they don't feel enthusiastic about this plan. Now, if they do, prove us wrong. Talk about it. Explain what you like, what you feel is most important, how it all relates to your ward. For me, this is not a corporate plan that is fit for purpose. And it's not fit for purpose on a simple basis that it is incomplete. It does not cover satisfactorily issues of tackling poverty and getting to the causes of poverty.
It doesn't tackle, doesn't really properly cover the cultural and social aspects of living on the Isle of Wight, which are attractive to us as residents, attractive to people as visitors, and attractive to those businesses who might want to come here to say, well, if we come here, we will want to install here and start willing to find something here that is attractive for them in their leisure time. It is weak on sport. It says little on rights of way, if anything, on rights of way, and how we engage with this beautiful environment that we celebrate. So I wonder how this got here. It seems a little rushed. Personally, I think Conservatives were so keen to make sure they had stamped their authority on the authority that they rushed forwards in just translating their Sideway 4 manifesto into some words. As Councillor Brody said, they threw them up and then looked at how the scatter fell and thought that looked quite nice. But there are these huge gaps. It's not a fit for purpose document. But it's also not a fit for purpose document because it fails the foreword that's been offered by the Leader of the Council, that it be a document for everyone, because it is quite clearly not a document for everyone. I may rehearse the argument I made before about its reference to the Conservative Party. It's not just a factual statement that is being made, that the Conservative Party is the administration. That is understandable, though I think it is a flawed interpretation of the Act in that case. It refers to a mandate, and that mandate is quite clearly not existent in the true sense of the word. Yes, you have the majority of the people in this chamber, but you do not have the majority of people following you demonstrably out there in the community. Now, there are ways of doing that. There are ways of engaging with people to bring forward a proper plan, but you have failed to do so. I cannot vote for this. I cannot vote for something that is so brandy conservative. I think that is the abuse of the privileges of this council to brand it in that way. But I cannot vote for it most fundamentally because it fails to address key areas of real concern to residents in this island.
A number of people wishing to speak. Councillor Fuller.
Thank you, Chairman. I won't talk for very long. I'm pleased to hear that this corporate plan is reflective of for many and not for the few. I wonder where that came from, and perhaps that is some of the political currency wants to reflect within this plan. In my ward in May, less than 10% of the people voted Conservative in my ward, where I stood. If I signed up to a document that said that this is a Conservative, this is a Conservative piece of direction for this council, I would be failing that 92% of the people that didn't vote for Conservative in the last election. For me, that is something difficult, sat on the opposite side of the chamber, and I'm saddened that that hasn't been reflected and that hasn't been taken out of the recommendations. What is important to me is the corporate objectives that we have. We have six of them. They are the very foundations, the building blocks that underpins our council, not your council, our council's corporate plan. In the last council's plan, we had the independent administration had four. Where this plan differs from the last one is threefold. First of all, it mentions safeguarding the environment. Yeah, I can sign up to that. I think that's brilliant. I will put my hand in the air and support that. The other two, I'm not happy with. The things that were lost from the last corporate plan is one, safeguarding vulnerable adults. Although I have confidence in Councillor Mosdell and the work she's doing, it should be a corporate priority. Our vulnerable adults is important to this island, and they need to be taken care of, and they need to be taken care of by this council. And to not have that as a corporate priority, I think is shameful. The next one is raising educational standards and looking after our children. There's mention of it, but again, it is not one of those corporate objectives that underpins this corporate plan. One concern to me is that this plan in itself, although it may be reflective of the Conservative manifesto, is it reflects an administration that recommends that some members of our very highly skilled workforce on the island looks for jobs at Gurit and BAE Systems. That, a lot of residents have raised to me, is absolutely unacceptable. We should be looking for high-skilled, high-paid jobs, and this should be the cornerstone of that. Thank you.
Councillor Redbury.
Thank you. I'm surprised we're having this meeting tonight, especially as this council is trying to cut down on the numbers of meetings. This could easily have been tacked on to any of the last meetings we've had before. And what makes this extraordinary? Because this corporate plan ain't extraordinary at all. Before these lovely things in here, all this mudroom and apple pie, you can get these. If you went back at all the corporate plans, the last thing you'd find all them things in there. What it doesn't say is how they're going to deliver it. It's not 18% pay rise. Everybody vote for that. But how do you get to the 18% pay rise? When this government is cutting nurses down and teachers and to 1% a year, how are you all going to jump up to 18% over 10 years? They don't say anything about how anything is going to be achieved. So I looked at the email that came around today, got the nice pictures of the portfolio, and now they're all going to individually get to work and do all this. But I couldn't see anything really substantive. The majority of the people who are on the board voted against the Conservative manifesto in May when they had it in front of them. Now, for me to come along here to an extraordinary meeting and vote for that manifesto again would be a ridiculous mind. That's all this is a Tory manifesto. And we've all seen it before and we'll all see it again. When it comes to the next election, you'll be waving this on the doorstep. But there'll be things missing out of it. There'll be things which you haven't achieved because you couldn't get around to it in 4 years you can't. That's the way it goes. And I am certainly going to vote.
Thank you. Councillor Mossdale.
I was going to wait so I could just answer all these questions at the end. Would that be easier? Does anybody else want to speak?
No, you can speak now.
Oh, okay.
Not Lady Eckler.
I definitely don't want to be that. Just to answer a few of the questions, one of them is about public health. And actually, it is within the document. Actually, it feeds, and public health, as they call credit holder, feeds into every area of the island. Everything we do, actually, is under the umbrella of public health. You know, we need to actually push public health, and that is actually why, in the portfolio, it is saying about joining other JSNA, why we're actually working with our labs. We actually, tomorrow, I think the point I need to make is this is a corporate plan. It is not all the policy documents. If we had all the policy documents, we probably would be having about a 1,000-page document here rather than a corporate plan. All of these points flowed into the policies and the committees and the committees that everybody sit on. So for tomorrow, Councillor Rowe will be aware that we have the Health and Wellbeing Board. On that board is actually all the plans and all on the agenda is what's happening with acute services, what is actually happening with care close to home. There are all those updates there. So we all as a council and everybody on those committees, it's a mixed committee, so there's people from all different parties who are having their input. This is a plan. This is an aspiration of the way that we wish to go forward. We all as a council are working together on our separate committees. That's why we have scrutiny, that's why we have our policies looked into, so we can actually move forward and work with this plan.
Thank you, Councillor Whitehouse.
Thank you, Chair. Let me assure the sceptics opposite that I'm absolutely passionate about this comprehensive, wide-ranging and deep document. It hasn't been rushed, and it is enthusiastically supported by every member on this side of the chamber. It's taken us over 2 years to write this document. It started with the island conversation. We were accused at the time by one outspoken member of being bereft of ideas. No, we went to the people of the island and asked them what their priorities were. We took that consultation seriously and took the feedback and presented it as a manifesto at the election. We were given by the voters of the island, however you might like them or loathe them on the other side and criticise their decision, they gave us control and responsibility for the administration of this council. And so we have taken what we put in our manifesto as our promise to them and made it into our island and our vision, a far-reaching, comprehensive document that will enable those opposite, and it will give them the tools to hold us to account for what we have said we will achieve over the next 10 years or so. Because it gives precise measures, not waffle, but precise figures on what we want to achieve. And far from not containing detail, and I'm shocked that members clearly haven't read it properly. For example, where we talk about school improvement, we reference the other plan that we have already published under this administration, Delivering Educational Excellence, which sets out in incredible detail precisely how we're going to achieve our objectives. Such strategies have been produced, are being produced, or will be produced for every area in this corporate plan. This is the most comprehensive and professional approach to setting objectives for this council that has been taken in the 14 years I've lived on the island. So I suggest members opposite stop storing cheap political points and personal deeds of people on this side of the chamber who are trying to do a professional and an ethical job. As for the scaremongering about children in care numbers, how reckless of you not to ask the portfolio holder where those savings come from. Not even this evening in your speeches, you ask him. You just wanted to score cheap points off the back of vulnerable children in care. That's disgraceful. In fact, the reason we can reduce the number of children in care is because we have improved the social services oversight for children in care. They're increasingly getting their reviews done on time, so that those who belong at home aren't stuck in children's homes a day longer than they need to be. That's how we're going to deliver improvements, and that it happens, it will deliver budget savings as well. Giving quality service of the kind that our children are entitled to is what this plan is about. The members opposite can't even be bothered to ask the portfolio holder for an explanation of that simple point and want to chase headlines in the local media, then they should be ashamed of themselves.
Councillor Stevens.
Yes. Well, thank you for that. Very well put, I'll say, Councillor Whitehouse. I found some redeeming factors in here. Some things that were running this time last year under the former administration, before the caretaker administration, and now the Conservative administration. So I can see that we've got some continuity, we've got some threads of good work that is going on. Work that has been researched thoroughly, and work that over this side of the chamber, we have got a depth of knowledge. And I will say that. So it's not a question of not taking issues forward. There will be issues coming forward. I just think that this might be cart before the horse, as other supporting information is coming forward in other papers. And I thank Councillor Mosdell for that. I look at it, our island, our vision. If you'd actually gone out with the former consultation that you had, when you spoke to the island initially, and I never saw the findings of your consultation at that time. What I would say is, if you were confident in that, you would say your island, your vision, for those people outside this chamber, out in the streets of the Isle of Wight and in their homes. I think that's something that really, if you're confident, rebrand it and let them take ownership of it. Because I'll tell you what, islanders and the island community aren't taken in by wily words. Can I just mention that, you know, the corporate plan should have supporting documents. The supporting documents are still coming forward. Perhaps we should have had notice on them. As I say, this isn't too bad at all for a corporate plan. And as far as I'm concerned, it does have these redeeming features. But the other thing that I'd like to mention is that we cannot afford to slip back to 2012, 2013 with our children. It cost, and I'll just give you one point, it cost £2 million extra funding into children's social care to assist us to get them out with the help of Hampshire County Council officers. That's what we inherited, and you've not got a bad platform to work on. Don't let us slip back. It's the same with education. We put a lot of time, we brought in very, very good officers from Hampshire, working alongside the professionals who were already on the island, and we actually called it back. So I say, tread carefully, because you have a big budget coming up, and as has been said beforehand, let's make sure that you can fund what you've got and not at the expense of our children and indeed our elderly. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Baker Smith.
Thank you, Chair. I was reading some of the online comments over the last couple of days since this hit media, and someone made a very good point around a point that was made by, I think it was Councillor Barry earlier on. Councillor Barry talked about the 18% pay rise over 10 years. The point that was made by the individual online was very interesting. That's 1.8% a year. The current rate of inflation is 2.9% a year. So surely we should be expecting a 29% pay rise over the next 10 years. So in fact, we're looking at real terms 11% pay drop according to the Conservative goals within this plan, which is unfortunate for the people of the Isle of Wight if this goes forward. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to vote for this plan, and that is unfortunate because there are some good things in here, many of which were started by our previous independent administration. It talks about goals around broadband and internet connectivity and what have you. I'd just like to thank Councillor Smart for the incredible work that she did alongside officers in bringing in the broadband project to the island, and this is a continuation of that work. Councillor Whitehouse, you talked about care numbers and how we have improved. Thank you for that acknowledgement, because yes, we have improved over the last 4.5 years since care was left absolutely on the floor for children on this island, when children were left at risk. And anyone that has the time can take a look online at the presentation that was given at the very beginning of this administration in May to members, that highlighted very succinctly the improvements that have gone on over the last 4 years in regard to care. Councillor Whitehouse, you also said, have we spoken to the executive member? Sorry, cabinet member. Well, when we were in the last 2 weeks prior to the caretaker budget that was set, myself and a number of other then opposition members had a meeting with the head of children's services, who made it very clear. Can I just finish my sentence?
Yeah.
You made it very clear that, in fact, if we were to aim to push care numbers any lower, it would be setting unrealistic targets which would put children at risk. Yeah.
Councillor Brady.
Thank you, Chair. It's interesting what was said, obviously, to hear cabinet members speak. I personally wanted to see what was raised about my portfolio before I decided to talk. If I take the three issues I picked up in reverse order, education excellence from Councillor Fuller, educational standards, what Councillor Whitehouse said, I echo, that giving educational excellence was a real detailed plan that he did with officers. And this is now embedded in all schools across the island, and they're all bought into the idea, they're all working to the idea, and that all the other educational achievements are underpinned by this great detailed document that was done prior to me taking over the portfolio. So I thank Mr. Whitehouse for that and echo what he's just said earlier. Councillor Brodie, I welcome your comments. Children in care isn't a game, it's not a number, and it was a mess. The partnership with Hampshire is working absolutely brilliantly, and I've got absolutely no intention of going away from that, because children in care are vital that we get this right. The target is based really upon where we think we're going to be based upon the demographics of children that are in care at the moment. There was a spike when we started in Hampshire, a lot of children went into care. That spike has now breached and it's coming downwards. So if nothing else happens, that's where we intend to be in 2020. But having said that, if children need to go into care, and are probably assessed to go into care, they will. You cannot play a game with children in care. But based upon the numbers that we know them, which is what we can really base the plan on, but behind that, behaviours and hows are that everyone's assessed properly, professionally, quickly, and if they go into care, they will go into care. It's not a game, it's not money involved, it's children, and as far as we get that right. So rest assured, Councillor Brodie, we will be doing that properly. The final thing on term times. Term times was something that was in our manifesto to review term times. I think it's quite right to do so. We're working on a paper. We'll go out to consultation in December. We'll go through scrutiny in Cabinet to see what the Island Wide thinks about the possibility of making any changes at all to the way term times are currently set up. It may well be that the opinion is we don't need anything, but it's right that we give the people of the island the opportunity to give their opinions on some options we're going to put forward to them. Might reduce the school number of days children in school. We might give them a variety of options about different holidays, different term times, the benefits of the other ways, and the benefits of the children. Thank you.
Are there any other members wishing to speak? If not, I would ask the leader to sum up this.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, all members, for your comments and contributions, many of which I laid to my colleagues have answered some. I think I would summarise by asking a rhetorical question. Do you plan or do you choose to play politics? That's the choice you will have to vote. We have been open and transparent in our position, both to the public and to the members opposite. And to have done anything other than that for me would have shown a lack of integrity. And that's not what I want to do. We specifically included the environment in our plan because that was one area that was not explicit in the independent administration's plan, and I think the unique environment of the island is important to everyone in this group and beyond. So we made our colours on us there. The STP, which I sense may have been in the question that was not asked today and beyond, and members across the room have expressed concerns about, is the vehicle through which a range of health and wellbeing issues are being addressed. And to not be involved in that, to me, feels like we would not be doing our job as councillors. It sits on the Health and Wellbeing Board agenda as a standard item, board which I now chair, and I'm determined that the island health and wellbeing will be considered properly. I take the view, and I've spoken with colleagues from Southampton and Hampshire, that we need to be at that table negotiating our position. I do not want to be sitting here having to walk away from something I could have influenced. That's the rationale there. I thank all the members that commented. I particularly thank Councillor Bedland. I thought he started off in a very positive way, and I was hoping that might be how we see the world. There are going to be things in this plan as a whole, which I think most members would not have difficulty with. I also thank Councillor Stevens for his comments. It is the reason I say it's our island and not your island is because it's my island as much as anybody else's, my children's, my grandchildren's. So what I'm actually doing is building a legacy here for the future for all of our children and families. So I'm very happy to claim it as our island because I think it's what it is. Now your choice at the end of the day, and members on this side of the house know that as well, We put forward a plan. It doesn't take rocket science to work out where the plan was sourced to, where it's come from, because we've been open and transparent all the way through it. But we said to the public, this is what we will do. We have delivered it in a plan, and we will deliver it in reality. You have a choice. If you feel so strongly that you cannot vote for it because it's got one word or something in it that you don't like, then play politics, that's fine. However, ask yourself one question. At the end of the day, will this do what we've promised, what we got elected to do, we will try and do. And I would say to you that pretty well most of it is what anybody in my place would want to do. So why don't we actually walk the talk here, come together and actually vote for something which we can all then together work on. It's your choice, it's not for me to tell anybody what they want to do, but we will carry on doing what we promised on them. Thank you, Jim.
We move to the vote.
Chair,
can we have a name of the board, please?
Okay, those in favour, please.
Councillor Abraham, Councillor Axford, Councillor Bertie, Councillor Brady, Councillor Chapman, Councillor Churchman, Councillor Hobart, Councillor Hutchinson, Councillor Kilpatrick, Councillor Mosdale, Councillor Merwell, Councillor Nicholson, Councillor Outlaw, Councillor Peace, Councillor Price, Councillor Quirk, Councillor Tyndall, Councillor Ward, Councillor Whitehouse, Councillor Cameron, Councillor Stewart.
Those against.
Councillor Baker Smith, Councillor Downer, Councillor Fuller, Councillor Howe, Councillor Smart, Councillor Stevens, Councillor Lilly, Councillor Brodie, Councillor Barry, Councillor Garrett.
Abstentions, please.
Councillor Mondre, Councillor Medland, Councillor Jones Evans, Councillor Love.
That's 21 in favour, 10 against and 4 abstentions.